This is the Sakarmoli of 25th of August, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, by remembering the Father and the inheritance, you earn an income and also become ever healthy and immortal. Question. What is the easy way to keep your heart clean and pure? Answer. Wherever you are staying, be a trustee. Always think that you are eating from Shiv Baba's treasure store. The hearts of those who eat from Shiv Baba's treasure store continue to become clean and pure. To live at home with your family and remain a trustee as per the directions of Srimad is the same as eating from Shiv Baba's treasure store and your mind being surrendered. Om Shanti. You children have been to spiritual gatherings for birth after birth for half a cycle. There are spiritual gatherings of all types of human beings, sages, holy men, pundits, etc. This is not a spiritual gathering of human beings. This is called a spiritual gathering of spirits. The Supreme Spirit has a heart-to-heart conversation with you spirits. That is, he has a spiritual gathering with spirits, souls. Here you are not listening to a human being or a deity. You are listening to God. God is always called the incorporeal one, and he only comes when he has to teach you children to make you into gods and goddesses. No one apart from God can give anyone the status of a god or goddess. You children know that when it is the confluence age of every cycle, incorporeal God comes and gives us this knowledge. Only you understand this. It is difficult for others to understand. Shiv Baba definitely comes, but instead of saying his name, they have said that Sri Krishna is the God of the Gita. Therefore, it is definitely a human body that enters everyone's intellect. You did have divine virtues, but you have now become those with devilish traits. You are now once again becoming those with divine virtues. Those with divine virtues are called the godly community, whereas those with devilish traits are called the devilish community. The incorporeal Father is now teaching this incorporeal community, that is, he is teaching you souls. This is why this is called the godly community or the spiritual community, whom the spiritual Father comes and teaches. You have now become spirit, soul, conscious. I am a soul and the Father is teaching me. He tells us to remember him so that our sins can be absolved. He only teaches spirits. Only he is knowledgeful. Sages and holy men continue to say, neti, neti, neither this nor that. That is, they don't know about the spirits. How could the ocean of this knowledge speak knowledge unless he came personally? These matters have to be understood very well. It is not a human being who is teaching us. It is the Father who is teaching us. That one is the unlimited, incorporeal Father. It has also been explained to you children that everyone has two fathers, corporeal and incorporeal. One is spiritual and the other is physical. Only the spiritual Father comes and purifies spirits. You know you were pure, that you then became impure, and that you are now becoming pure from impure. The images are in front of you. Baba advises you. Repeatedly go and sit in front of the picture of the cycle, and then all of this knowledge will enter your intellects. How you are now at the confluence age, and how all others consider themselves to belong to the Iron Age. The Iron Age is said to be extreme darkness. You are now at the confluence age. You are now in the light. You don't receive this knowledge in the Golden Age. Only when the Father comes is there extreme light. This confluence age is the benevolent age. There is no other age like this one when the Father comes. The Golden Age is not called a benevolent age. No one is benefited there. Only at the confluence age does benefit take place. In the Golden Age, there is already benefit for everyone. The Iron Age becomes the Golden Age through this benevolent confluence age. Look how much you are being benefited now. Just by remembering the Father and your inheritance, you earn such a huge income. You have a full income and are the healthiest of all. Your lives become immortal. You never experience untimely death. Therefore, you children should have so much happiness at having all of this knowledge in your intellects. You children have come here, and so you have to make effort and become capable of explaining the pictures at the museums. In order to make yourself capable, each of you should sit down and teach yourself for 7 to 8 days. As soon as you have practiced this, you should run to do service. Go and do service and then come back. It is very easy to learn this. As soon as you keep a picture in front of you, everything about how you are now sitting at the confluence age enters your intellect. There are many human beings in today's world. Tomorrow, there will be very few. All of them have to return home. The Father himself has now come, and he honors you children so much. The resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land. The land of Ravan is the foreign land, is it not? Ravan can never enter Rama's land. The sustenance of you children is now in the Father's hands. I eat with you, that is, I only eat from your treasure store. Your sustenance takes place here. Those who are surrendered are sustained here anyway. However, even those whose minds consider everything to belong to God the Father, and that they are just trustees and spend according to Srimat, are sustained by Shiv Baba's treasure store. By eating from Shiv Baba's treasure store, your hearts become clean and pure. It isn't that they are not eating from Shiv Baba's treasure store. To do everything according to Shiv Baba's directions is like eating from his treasure store. The treasure store you eat from is constantly full, and it takes away your sorrow and suffering. After this, you will never experience untimely death. Shiv Baba only comes at this time and his praise is sung. The birthday of Shiva is also celebrated, but no one knows what his treasure store is like. Baba truly comes here. All the children who come here receive food from Shiv Baba's treasure store. If males surrender, that is fine. But if they don't surrender, what can a mother do if he doesn't surrender? The income is provided by the husband. He doesn't surrender himself. Only when he earns an income can his wife, etc., eat from that. Yes, when a couple surrender, they can be sustained from Shiv Baba's treasure store. The father sits here and explains this clearly to you children. Keep it in your intellects that you will be staying with the father until you reach your Karmateet stage. Day by day we are coming close to our self-sovereignty. Time continues to pass and you continue to come closer. How many years still remain before you go to the first year of the Golden Age? How close have you come to that? The father says, children, your cycle of 84 births is now coming to an end. You now know the cycle of 84 births. Just by looking at the cycle, you would say that you are now at the confluence age. This side is the Iron Age, and the other side is the Golden Age. Tomorrow, we will be in our land of happiness. The world doesn't know this. They are in complete darkness. You children should experience a lot of happiness. We are earning an income for 21 births from the Unlimited Father. You have the happiness that you are receiving the inheritance of constant happiness. Only you have it in your fortune to become residents of heaven. Heaven is a wonderful place. Just as they show the seven wonders, so this is the biggest wonder of all. There are wonderful pictures of heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world. This is why Baba has written, at the top of the picture, write about the Sun Dynasty, and below that, write about the Moon Dynasty, and half the cycle will be completed. The Sun and Moon Dynasties exist for 1,250 years each. Then the notion of hundreds of thousands of years cannot exist. There they spend so much on obtaining physical power. Here there is no expense from the beginning to the end. This is the account of the father and the children. There is no question of expense. Children come here to refresh themselves, and this is why buildings are built. The money all belongs to the children. So many days have already gone by, and now, for the remaining few days, there is no expense at all. You receive liberation in life without spending a shell. It is just a question of effort in this. All devotees remember God, but they don't know who God is. Because of not knowing God, they believe many to be God. You children now have to give the introduction of the true Father. You children should have a lot of happiness that the Unlimited Baba is teaching you to make you into the masters of heaven. Baba comes and establishes heaven and inspires the destruction of hell. Therefore the great Mahabharat war is connected with this. This cycle continues to turn every 5,000 years. The father also enters the confluence age of every cycle. They have written in the Gita that he comes in every age. Therefore, because there are five ages, they say that he comes five times. In that case, why have they also written about 24 incarnations and incarnations of so-and-so? Human beings have so many sacrificial fires, so much tapasya, make so many donations and perform so much charity. They think all of those are the path to find God. However, no one can go to God. People beat their heads so much for half a cycle. You went around in all four directions for birth after birth. You did this and that, and yet you didn't find the Father. The Father is now so close to you, children. He is talking to you and explaining to you. You understand you will meet him exactly in the same way every cycle. Whatever has happened will happen in the same way every cycle. The same Dada will be a jewel merchant. God will enter the same one, and you same children will then come and belong to the Father, and once again claim the inheritance of heaven from him. This eternal and imperishable part that the Father plays with you children will continue to repeat in the same way, cycle after cycle. Atcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. This is the benevolent confluence age. There is benefit in everything in this age. There is nothing but an income in everything. Remember the Father and the inheritance, and make your life immortal for 21 births. 2. Surrender your mind and intellect while living at home with your family. Your expenditure should be according to Srimat. Be a complete trustee. Blessing. With the power of cooperation, make those who are uncooperative become cooperative, and may you become like the Father and uplift those who defame you. It is not an act of courage to be cooperative with those who are cooperative. However, just as the Father uplifts those who defame him, so you children have to become like the Father in the same way. No matter how uncooperative someone may be, use your power of cooperation to make uncooperative ones become cooperative. Do not think that because of some reason someone is not moving forward. Do not leave aside weak ones, thinking that they are weak, but give them power and make them strong. Pay attention to this, and the jewelry of the service plans will become studded with diamonds. That is, revelation will take place easily. Slogan. The reason for anger is selfishness and jealousy. These are the roots of irritation. So, first of all, finish them. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Purity is the foundation. So, to make the vow of celibacy for the foundation is common. However, you have now moved forward, and so you no longer have a childhood stage. You now have to go into the stage of retirement. I do remain celibate. I have purity anyway. Do not become happy with just that. Make your mind, your main foundation, pure. Make it an embodiment of this knowledge and an embodiment of power. Om Shanti.